We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The murder trial of former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger starts this morning in just a few hours. KRLD's Alan Skaya is live this morning at the Crowley Courts Building with a look at security for the event. Alan?
Scott, this is a case that's going to draw demonstrations later this morning. So the Dallas County Sheriff's Office has increased security inside the courthouse, and Dallas police will have a more visible presence outside. Former prosecutor and current defense lawyer Russell Wilson says the judge will also be trying to keep her courtroom quiet, so lawyers and the jury can focus on the case.
The ability to move about freely, I think, on the seventh floor of the courthouse. And then I don't know that you'll be able to come and go in out of the courtroom. Or maybe only to come and go on specific breaks.
People always go through security when they come into the courthouse, but there will be a second round of security on the seventh floor where the trial is going to take place. A prayer service is scheduled outside the courthouse starting at 8 o'clock this morning. Then a rally organizers are calling Solidarity of Peace for Botham John. So the Sheriff's Department will be more visible inside the courthouse. Dallas police are going to have their own presence outside. They've both been limiting vacation time for officers in expectation of Amber Geiger's trial. With more on the trial itself, here's KRLD's LP Phillips.
Geiger is accused in the September 6, 2018 shooting death of Botham John. Both lived in the same apartment building. Geiger says she went to the wrong floor by mistake in a building where all the floors looked the same and thought John was an intruder in her apartment. Part of the problem facing the judge and lawyers is keeping the jury clear of outside distractions. KRLD legal analyst Ed Klein.
They will be sequestered, which means that they will not have any contact with the outside world other than possibly to speak to their spouses or children or something like that. But it will be carefully monitored. They won't be able to watch TV. They won't be able to read newspapers. They won't be able to have access to coverage of the case.
The trial is expected to take 2 weeks. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
We will have updates throughout the day on this Amber Geiger trial on KRLD, so check back with us. We'll get more information for you. Live reports all morning. You can also get breaking news directly to your phone. Go to radio.com and download that app and then favorite KRLD. Other news this morning, a heartbreaking update to a story we reported last week. A young Frisco woman has died after being struck by a hit-and-run driver in College Station.
19-year-old Carly Beatty died over the weekend after being hit by the SUV. Her family shared on a Facebook post that after extensive surgeries and life-saving efforts, Carly lost her fight to recover from her injuries. Police say Beatty was walking home with roommates at around 2 in the morning a couple of weekends ago when she was hit by the driver, who kept going. Witnesses say he later pulled over to check out the damage to his vehicle. When police approached him, he tried to run, but was quickly apprehended. He admitted to taking Xanax and cocaine earlier in the evening. Beatty had graduated from Centennial High back in 2018. An online fundraiser has been set up to help the family. The driver has been charged with evading arrest, intoxication, manslaughter, and failure to stop and render aid. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, a woman has died in a fiery crash in southwest Dallas. A two-vehicle accident was just before midnight on westbound I-20 near Spur 408. A car was obliterated by the impact of the flames. Another woman and a man escaped from a pickup that was heavily damaged. All westbound lanes were closed for about 4 hours. One lane reopened about 4 a.m. And over in Burleson, two people there have died in a crash just before 7 o'clock last night. 911 call sent police and paramedics to a stretch of 35 near Bethesda. It was a pretty chaotic scene with multiple cars strewn across the interstate. Two people were dead. A third person had to be airlifted to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. MedStar took five other people to the hospital. So far, their conditions have not been revealed.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.